Hello, everyone. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
Today on Heaven's Harvest episode, we're going to be discussing prevention and reverse painful fibroids, people.
Yes, fibroids are very common, really common. At least 50% of us develop these uterine growths at some point in our lives. While fibroids, they're not usually cancerous, they can cause bothersome symptoms like belly pain, bloating, and spotting.
I can relate to that, especially this past July. I was tricked, though. So halting their growth with sesame oil, interesting. Keeping your blood pressure below 120 to 80 will cut your risk of fibroids 24%. And in Harvard researchers, they're making these discoveries too. Your arteries release fibroid fueling compounds, cytokines, I believe it is.
Yes. Now, we can avert a lot of these fibroids too. The trouble with it, or, you know, any troubles with that, by just consuming apples.
Oh, it's so simple.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now, to slash your risk of it can actually slash the risk of you developing fibroids by about 50%. Yes, apples contain compounds, polyphenols, that help your liver break down and excrete estrogen before it can fuel fiber growth.
And just walking 30 minutes daily will cut your risk by like a whopping 70%. Exercise boosts circulation, guys, to the pelvis, flushing away fibroid fueling hormones like estrogen.
Yes. So we have to also consider taking vitamin D3, because you can stop, this is a nutrient that encourages uterine cells to behave normally, guys. So it's very important that you take a good D3 supplement. Kay and I, we take 5,000 IUs, you know,
of D3 daily, but you should have it checked though. There's a special test you can get, you can have done with your primary care doctor, because it kind of, it varies from person to person.
Yeah, so check your levels because they fluctuate from individual to individual.
And another thing, folks, is cutting your risk by 45% with coleslaw. Eating one cup of cabbage daily can cut your risk of fibroids by 45%.
Wow.
Interesting.
Now, those are excellent recommendations, Kay.
Okay, until next time, everyone.
I'm Roxy.
I'm Kay.
Let food be your medicine.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Take care, y'all.